Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Waking up late with Dougie.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined in the studios today by Peter Leonard.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And special guest co-host, Ethan Moore.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Elgin David is auditioning Nickelodeon or AMT, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I thought he said it was gay porn.
No, it's... you don't think... You couldn't picture him in a gay porn.
It would be a specific type of gay porn, like midget porn or something.
No, I would still... If I saw Elgin in a gay Hip-hop. Porn... He would be like delivering the pizza.
A towel boy or something.
Yeah, he'd be the guy in the bathhouse like, can I get you another towel?
Right.
Good luck. Break a leg. Break a leg.
Yeah, break
like
a leg.
Like you'd say break two legs, Peter
I said
Leonard.
Break two legs. Why?
You know, you're
why
busting his one? Balls. Like, we have a like for the show, before the show, I'll like confirm, like, hey, you guys want to meet? Make sure we get here. Like, everybody coming.
What time? 4:30 or 5? That's not a tough question.
Right. And Elgin had mentioned that, you know, he's in Miami and auditioning all day. He may have said it to me last week, but it's been a whole week,
right?
You know, so I even said, yeah, you probably did say that, but no worries, right? That's a good expression, like no worries.
Yeah,
no
I like
worries.
That one.
That's right? Way overused.
I picked that up. I used to live in Asia, and I picked that one up from the Australians and the British people. They used to always
no
say
worries,
that.
Mate.
No worries. So I just started saying it.
Yeah,
it's a good empty phrase you can use on people.
All the kids now say that fucking no worries thing.
Really?
Everybody's saying it. No worries.
Well, listen, don't you think it's good because now. You just wonder on the sincerity of the other person if they're really because sometimes people say no worries you fucking asshole, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I don't think you should say like I say no worries when I really mean don't worry about it,
because right.
I especially as a comic or somebody mm-hmm. you're talking to a booker or something and something's said and it's not said in person but it's written and you don't really know how you know in what context it's being mm-hmm. said, so you're like no worries meaning.
Right.
Nah, you know,
it's usually if somebody thinks they fucked up or they're apologizing for something, you say, no worries. And the other one I can't stand is my bad. Oh, my bad. You know, that's just such a fucking...
We used to do that. We used to say that a lot in soccer.
God,
like, you'd pass
that.
The ball, you're like, my bad.
Yeah. Well, because you're on a sporting field, you're not going to stop and have a conversation.
Yeah,
the game's
yeah.
going on. You can't say, hey, I really apologize for kicking the ball past you. I didn't mean to do that.
Right.
I
can't relate to these sporting metaphors, guys, because I'm a pussy, but I'm working on a new catchphrase. I'm going to use this in 2017. More honest. Worries. I'm just going to say worries.
Just worries.
Just worries every time someone...
Worries?
Huh. I'm just going to encourage people to start worrying more instead of less.
Yeah, that's helpful.
It's more honest, you know? That's what I'm going for.
Just say suicide.
Yeah, kill yourself.
Right.
Kill yourself.
Stay fucking... Right.
Right.
Window.
Just end it. Do us all a favor.
How about that guy who jumped off the overpass over the weekend on 95, man? You know?
No.
I did not hear about that.
Guy jumps off the overpass. You know, it's a really fucked up way to, like, fuck somebody's front end of their car. You know, you're going to go over, you know,
now,
this
on New Year's Eve?
A 200-pound guy. No, a couple of days after New Year's.
He just jumped off and landed on a car?
No, he actually landed, and they think he might have killed him, you know, gotten killed just from the impact of the fall. But then he was hit by three or four cars, you know, ping-ponged.
Yeah, you know, nice. Well, wow. Didn't they find a body somewhere in Miami on 95 somewhere today?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear that good news.
I thought, yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys come and do a radio show about news. And
well, is this a news show?
Well, you know, we do talk. Yeah, we need to be up to date on things.
This is Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, part of the idea. And we were actually, before the show, Peter and I, who's a legacy here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. He's been here. Actually, as a current active co-host, you hold the title of longest lasting.
Yes, dumbest.
Which you don't hear that a lot. But
I ain't dumbest. Wow.
Yeah, no, the Lifetime Achievement Award, Peter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You want to get up and say something bad about Donald Trump?
No, they just actually see the statue on his desk is life size for me.
Yeah,
you see the little guy over here.
We were talking about the idea, like, and I mentioned an email, like the structure of the show. Like we do 2 to 3 a week.
Okay,
and we basically do. We always had a Monday because that worked out for folks coming on Monday, and then we would do a Tuesday. And then there'd be Wednesday because any guests of Tavolino's Wise Guys show, comics would come in. We have like a comic sit down show, and that was it. So it's like 3 different shows,
right?
In a sense, but then we started thinking. Well, and that part was set up too because the convenience of it. Plus, I didn't want to schedule things on Thursday, Friday because I'm usually out of town, so it's kind of stupid to schedule things on days I'm probably not going to be here.
Right.
Sure. But then I started thinking content wise, it'd be fun to have a show which started at the beginning of the week. And then had a second show towards the end of the week, which was like, then and now, whatever, like, from start to finish podcast, whatever, in other words. So at the beginning of the week, this is the way we felt about shit. And now we've had a few days to consider. And now,
oh, we can admit that we were wrong
or
we're vindicated. Yes.
Or basically go, see, I told you.
Right. I told you so. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, what about you could do that on Thursday and predict shit that's going to go on the weekend and then talk about it Monday, too, and say, I think this Saturday.
Well, then now we're going back and forth in the
Saturday,
whirlwind.
There's
right?
some shit that's going to happen. Well, you could just break the show in half like that.
I don't know.
Recap.
We could predict this show. Predict celebrity deaths. That would be a good one.
Well, we had. By the way, it was funny. We had our Deadpool. We made our choices here on the show. It was actually Elgin, myself, and you.
Right. Last Tuesday,
we picked 3 of our top Deadpool people, and
still alive. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all dead. Oh, you guys actually did that.
Yeah.
Celebrity deaths.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
cool.
I was listening to Howard Stern and some of the replays.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who? They were talking about their own Deadpool within the Whack Pack.
Artie Lang? Oh, wait. He's not in the Whack Pack.
Yeah.
Somebody just died from there, man.
Well, yeah. Wasn't that Boots? Joey Boots?
Yeah. Joey Boots
yeah,
died.
The guy who, the Baba Booey guy.
Baba Booey.
So they had a big. But so they had. And they disbanded the Deadpool because they all feel bad. Like they got so much heat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and they were calling it the Death Pool, which both are supposedly acceptable.
Right.
But we call it Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always
I heard the Love Doctors do it the other day. They did it Monday.
Now, do they actually have to die in a pool, or could it just be like jumping off a bridge like the other guy?
They just have to die.
Oh, okay.
Pool of blood.
Oh, it's a pool like a betting pool.
Well, it means like right. Once you're dead, you're in this pool of people that are dead.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was like a pool like a, like when you do like a basketball
bet. It's called Hades.
Is that Hades? It's a collection area.
Do you guys bet?
Well, we don't really put any money into it because then we don't want to put, we don't,
You got a $5 bet.
You got a $5?
It was a blowjob.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a blowjob from a crackhead? $5?
So, we all picked in. We have it on our show. You hear it. I was like, last week, right?
Yes.
The last show.
That's right.
We did it. And
I think we should predict comics in the scene in South Florida that are going to die. That would be way more fun.
Who would be your first pick?
First pick or first choice of who you want to do?
No, well,
I pick myself.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to collect.
Drug addict comic.
It's going to be hard. You can make a bet on yourself.
I know, right?
It's kind of hard to collect.
That's a good point.
Unless you set up a charitable foundation.
That's what I'm going to have to do. It's going to go
rehab?
To go to my friends and family. I'm not in rehab, but I'm in recovery. Yeah.
Oh, in recovery?
Yeah.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
It's not bad.
How do you like
it? Could be worse.
How do you like sobriety?
Sobriety's good. Yeah, no, I like being sober. It's better than being fucked up. Although I was just talking about this with someone today. Like, whenever you hear someone say, "Oh man, I don't miss it at all," my life's so much better now than when I was using. And
yeah, shut up.
I'm like,
lying.
That's bullshit, man. I love to do drugs and drink. If I could have both, I would totally take it. If I could give up like my left pinky to be able to use drugs and alcohol responsibly, I would totally do the deal.
I'm still amazed that there's people I know that have somehow socially been. Like they socially, how do I say this? They regularly and have cocaine in their life.
Still, to
like
this
it's
day.
It's not like they do it for a month or two and then somebody read like a year later like no. They basically figured out a way to do it.
Yeah,
and like every couple days or a day. I don't know. I don't get into it because
I can't do that.
To me, it's always been one of those things where, it's like strippers. You don't like just.
Right. It's like an all or nothing kind of thing.
Yeah, you don't just date them forever. You have your little spell with them, and then you move on.
No. Someone said to me the other day, it's funny how no one ever has any cocaine, and no one ever has seen heroin, and yet those drugs are the most popular, and they get used all the time. Who's doing these drugs?
Have you seen heroin? You've seen heroin
sure
before.
Sure, I have.
I've never seen heroin.
Yeah. I snorted it once. I didn't. All my friends used to shoot. I got two guys I grew up with who were dead, overdosed, you know. And one at like 24 years old and one when he was 43 years old. Yeah. He just once a year just loved to get that.
Oh yeah, I used to do that where I just take like a little vacation, you know. I'd be like, oh, I'm just gonna like fly to another country and like just do a bunch of drugs for like a weekend or two. That's scary because you're not used to, your body's not used to it anymore. So then you can OD.
You never know how you're gonna handle it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's always amazing to me. Listen, I don't know.
What, did you fart? What was that?
No, but it's funny you should say that because. We have a little story in our segment too, basically, how a well-known sportscaster may have farted in the middle of a broadcast.
In the middle of a shit.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Did he shit also? Or?
Well, listen, I don't want to divulge entire story. I don't want to let it all out.
So to speak.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Please don't.
I want to build, you know, I want to have a build-up.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
It'll be a guess. Yeah.
That's
a guess.
So we'll talk about it. Besides that, we were talking about before the show too, we were talking about, booking. Like I had another, comedy club reach out to me and say, hey, so-and-so's going to be in town and, you have that date open, you know? And I'm like, you know, because that's what we do, you know,
you share comics.
That's what we do. And, you know, now in Key West, a new room, you know, we're going to have, that's a Thursday. It's a weekly Thursday. That if someone wants to take that nice drive down to the Keys, they get paid pretty nicely.
That's cool.
And they have Wednesday at Tavolino's and they have Thursday in the Keys.
It better pay nicely. You're driving, you know, it's going to be a 6-hour back and forth drive.
Well, you got to figure whatever the headline pay would be, you'd have to throw in right away the travel of that, you know, the inconvenience of that 8 hours back and forth. But it's a fun room. I did it. You know, I closed it a lot last week, and it was at a great time.
Hey, man, go to the Keys in the winter, too. I mean, that's not such a bad deal.
That's what I'm saying.
And even with the drive.
You don't have to be on heroin to take that drive.
What? Right,
to enjoy it. It's a nice drive. You know, you get there, you head down there right after, like, maybe early morning when the sun just came up.
But if you were on heroin, man, it would be even better.
Listen, you're trying to, you know, you're not going to get me doing heroin, dude. You know, like there's a few drugs.
Don't knock it till you try it. No, listen, you haven't even seen it.
I don't need to try it. I don't need to try it. I have been at parties where people smoke crack, and I was like, and first of all, that was like the last time I remember associating with this particular person. But you know, and it was like there was no somebody. Did you think about it? No, I didn't think about it because in my mind, I already established that I know it's. You don't have to tell me it's good,
right?
You know what I mean? You know, I seen what people do for it. You know, it'd have to be really good if I was, you know what I mean? You know, this poor guy.
Yeah, look at this motherfucker.
Look at this fucking dude. You know what I mean? It looks like the universe stuck him into the universe's ass and pulled him out.
It
isn't much he hasn't seen.
Right.
So
is this a roast?
But you know what I'm saying?
There's an intervention.
Yeah, we're too late. There's a few other people going to come in. You know, but I knew right away. I'm not going there. Like heroin or what was the other thing?
Anal sex?
No, you know,
sucking dick.
Yeah, you know, I never had those.
Flocka?
Sucking dick for some heroin. Yeah, there that's you go. A different story.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah,
right. You sucked a little dick for some heroin.
I haven't done that, man. I got to cross that off my bucket list at some point.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. That's funny. I remember.
I just had a job.
So,
I was like a weird, like, hang around. I just fucking did drugs, but I also had a job the whole time.
See, that's pretty responsible. How can we be so irresponsible yet responsible at the same time? That's the torment.
Now I'm clean and sober. I'm fucking, no job at all. Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, except stand up comic, but.
Well,
as we covered last time, I don't even make enough to file taxes. Right. So,
it's not a good, you know, you might as well sell Amway.
Right.
How's that Obamacare treating you?
All right.
Can't afford it.
So this club reaches out to me and says, you have a date for this person, and you know this is the pain in the ass about being a comic and also having to run a room. You know, and Peter knows the responsibility. The biggest responsibility that you have when you run a show is to what?
Babysitting for these fucking assholes who can't find their in a closet with a flashlight.
All right, well,
and don't know where it is, when it is, what time it is, what day it is, how many shows am I doing, what do you pay? I mean, all
Peter,
of it.
Peter,
what's your question, Dougie? Is it your biggest responsibility as producer or as host?
Who runs the venue.
Yeah.
You're the producer of the venue.
Okay.
What is the most important thing about the venue?
Make sure all the comics have cocaine.
I would say there's two major things. One is the sound, and one is the lights.
No,
Make sure you put on a good show.
Don't be so crazy.
The
manager has the owner has to be happy.
Yeah,
the owner must.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking.
So you get
I
said the cocaine. Number one thing.
You got to buy cocaine for the
say,
owner.
Name
I
the top
it.
Two things. Okay, the venue itself, we talked about it. You need a stage, a spotlight, and a nice area, okay,
mm-hmm.
and good sound, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying the most important thing is you got to make sure the owner's happy.
Okay, so you're talking about as a booker, not as a manager of a club.
I think I saw booker, didn't I say?
No,
as a
you
booker,
said manager.
I know, I said as a booker, as a comic, mm-hmm. as a booker and a comic.
I like
okay.
how Dougie's getting exasperated. This is funny.
Well, listen.
It's like, you idiots.
I spell it out.
Morons on my show.
I'm upset that I have to spell the shit out, and then you're going to ask me, well, you said manager. No, I didn't.
Well, because you asked me to say manager. All right, so
you want to keep the owner happy.
Okay. The owner's going to be
happy. Keep the owner happy.
The owner's going to be happy. So the owner spoke. And he with a bit of concern saying, hey, I want to make sure that we keep the quality up, right? I want to make sure we have the quality up. So we reviewed the shows that are there coming up, and yeah, everything's cool. But it was because, let's say, a comic that's – now, what do you do? Like, I got two situations. I got a comic. I got a comic that's been around a long time and, didn't do very well,
mm-hmm.
and now the owner's like – like no hurry back, you know, kind of saying
he doesn't want that person to come back right away.
They're not saying I don't want this person ever. There's people believe me that had said that to me. He's about, you know,
yeah. There's some people where he's like, hey, can we get that guy again soon? And the other guys are like, not so soon.
Right. Well, he just in other words, I want to make sure that we keep the show up. You know, like you know, I can't have people like leaving this place going, oh, that wasn't. Yeah. I'm not coming. Like the food. And that's something I always said about Tavolino's. The food's so good, people come back for the food. So the
Absolutely.
Show's got to be the same.
Hey,
and that's the quality level of the show I got to maintain.
It's correct.
So when, you know, local comics get mad, why I haven't been on the show, how come? You got to understand, it's a professional show. We're trying to, we don't need any mishaps.
Right. This
you know, we tried that.
Chit-chats.
We tried it. There's been some, and it's almost backfired. So the quality control must concern. So, I just don't contact that person, but when the person contacts me back and says, hey, you know, I'd like another date, you know, I got to be like, well, okay, I'll get back to you, or I'll let you know.
Is this like an open question for us to answer?
Well, I mean,
How would I approach it as a producer?
What would you do?
Well, there's a little something I like to call Hollywood bullshit, Dougie.
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm just like, yeah, we'll get you on there real soon. I don't know. I guess what I would say, I'll get to you soon. We'd love to have you back sometime. We got a few other things in the hopper.
Keep it all about, hey, we're really working on stuff.
We're working on a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's not that you won't book the guy, but maybe you're just not going to book him as soon as he wants.
Right.
What's wrong with that, you know?
Right.
And
what would you do there, Peter?
I would confront the person because I'm that guy. I'm that, you know, I don't give a fuck kind of attitude
right.
guy. You know, you're a nice guy. I'm a guy who would say, listen, can't have you back. It's that simple. I'm sorry, but...
Not saying that the guy was so terrible that the owner was like, we don't want to have him back.
No, because...
He's just saying, like, not right away.
Well, like, just say, listen, things are... I've got stuff booked way in advance. You're not top
of
mind to me.
How about this one? I just thought of one.
What?
Listen, you know, the owner really wants to bring in a lot of new, you know, fresh, you know, even... He's happy when I bring people that have never been there.
Mm-hmm. So now he's got to do a week later is check your website and see that you booked Steve Marshall there for the ninth time. And
well,
then they're in.
Steve Marshall has carte blanche at Tavolino.
Oh, I know. By the way, I've got six people already made reservations for that show.
You know, and, you know, for example, like here's another thing of structure. Like sometimes the idea of Tavolino's is that after the show, all the comics sit down and he feeds us.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
It's a great meal. It's a big family meal, chicken parm, pasta, you know, it's awesome. But sometimes some people say, hey, can I eat before? And I'm like, well, if you want to, you got to order off the menu and you're on your own.
Right.
But if you want to wait till after, you get free food.
Right. And not a little bullshit plate of spaghetti.
In the meantime, you got 50% off the bar all night, you know, or free soft drinks pretty much.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, the headliner usually has that type of privilege where if the headliner wants to eat before, you're like, yeah. But if you're ordering off the menu, which includes everything up to, you know, $50 plates, you know what I mean? Then, you know, you're gonna get a discount. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's kind of funny how things work. But if the person crushes and they're phenomenal, Ed's gonna be like, ah, don't worry about, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Right.
But if the person doesn't do well, he's gonna be like, hey, you owe me like $50. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And you know what? That's not wrong. That's a business way of thinking, you know. You want to be taken advantage of.
That's literally singing for your supper.
But the whole thing is like, you know, this is not, you know, it's something that now as things are rolling, that it's become a responsibility where it's almost like it would really be nice if I could
sell the
somehow
room.
You know, somehow find like an apprentice or find someone that actually is in fact responsible
mm-hmm.
for that. Like, hey, if you want to be booked, reach out to this person, send your video, this and that, send your avails, and then, you know, they'll get back to you.
Hmm.
You know, and then, you know, people ask, and listen, you know.
You need like a protege, Dougie, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or just like a manager to run it. Like, hey, I got a booker. I got somebody who's actually taking care of all the logistics of the bookings and stuff.
Right.
Need a manager. So,
I don't know.
Just
By the way, if you're the comic that Dougie doesn't want to confront, just call in. What's the number, Dougie?
It's 1-800. Fuck yourself.
I have no idea who he's talking about.
Listen, and the, you know, the thing is like the bottle as a comic now. Two things.
What?
If I'm ever in a room, I'll give you a great example. You know, performing at Stardom in Birmingham, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I did shows there.
A dry county?
It wasn't like my performance. I won't be back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just one of those performances and the situations that it didn't work out great. So the fact that I'm not going to perform there again,
dude,
is not, you know, so I'm realistic. So if I, if I go to a,
it's not always the, in other words, what you're saying is it's not always like the comic was terrible. It's just that it wasn't a good fit sometimes.
My point is about being in ownership. Like, you know, in comedy,
that deliverance joke was dumb. You should not have done that deliverance joke.
I don't, you know, I just, you know, if I was in a club, or if I was my first time at a club, or if I performed at a club, and I had a rough set, then I would almost expect, you know, that the club's not going to want to bring me back. It's like, you know what I mean? I'm already thinking that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like wondering about it. I'm not like considering it. I'm just figuring that's the way. You know,
you mean like Friday night when you bomb and they say, "Listen, Saturday show's been canceled."
Yeah. Meanwhile, you go to the parking lot's full the next day.
Right.
Listen, all I'm saying, you know. And my point is, be in ownership. If somebody did have a bad set, right, or it didn't go that well, that maybe they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't, like, I'm not going to go reach out to the Stardom and go, hey, can I come back in 6 months? You know, I'm not going to be like that. I'm not going to be that. I'm just not going to, you know, until fate comes back and that ever comes back again. I got to be in ownership. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. No. You know, one thing I'll say about, that's worked out for me is, you know, when I go on tour with Anna, we always finish with a song. So like, and we each do a set. So we're co-headlining. So it's like, we each do about half an hour, then we do a song. And like, so even if one of us kind of struggles, or if it's like, not like, you know, we're not destroying the entire time, then we end with a song. So the audience always gets a good feeling at the end, you know, cause like, that's like the roughest thing, right? If you ever see a headliner who goes up,
you, babe.
Sonny Bono and Cher.
It's not.
Is this
that.
Anna
it's,
Collins?
No, it's Anna Lepley. She's my comedy partner on the road. But but anyway, like because you ever see a headliner and then they can't even like complete it. You know what I mean? That's like, or they, maybe they get a little laugh at the end, but they just can't. That's the worst.
You gotta close. You gotta have a
can't quite close.
You're not a headliner if you don't close.
If you can't close it. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's that. There's a few things. You're not a headliner if you can't close.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a headliner if you're concerned about your opening act.
Right, that's true. Yeah,
there you go. Well, and so many right of them now, are,
right
man.
Now, hold on a second. Right now, there's a lot of people that are listening to the show going, I think he's talking about me.
Yeah.
And yes, Dougie is talking about you. He's just slipped a list over to me.
Yeah,
I can see all of your names on it.
Yeah, look.
And
at
we
them.
Saw your name when you logged on. We got your computer number when you.
You know, that's the, so you're not a headliner if, right?
Yeah. If you can't,
if
close.
You don't have a close,
right.
And you're worried about who your opener is.
Right. How many guys came up to me at New York Comedy Club comics and said, you tell this opening act, no cursing, no this, they
right.
don't have a joke about it.
Well,
listen, what are you worried about? Just fucking do your act.
Now, there's certain things you as a headliner, you want to ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Cocaine.
Requests.
Hookers.
You know.
Limousine full of strippers.
I was thinking more like strawberries and chocolate. But
okay.
But, you know, but
Fiji water.
There's
bourbon.
there, but you know what I'm saying, but you can't like dictate or be concerned with it.
Right.
Every headliner I really know doesn't give a shit who goes up. They're going
to
close.
Hey, in my rider, Dougie, it says my opening act has to suck, so I'll do amazing.
Yeah.
By contrast, if I only do okay.
That'd be right. A good suggestion. this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
It's been great. Thanks so much for having me.
And, of course, Ethan Moore sitting in for Elgin David.
Yo.
Or he might be sitting on Elgin David.
He could be under there somewhere.
Yeah. We'll be back with segment two after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I was recently in El Paso, Texas, and I found myself a new home away from home. That's right, the Courtyard Marriott Airport, right there in El Paso. I was out working at the comic strip. Beautiful club, by the way. If you're ever in El Paso, you got to stop by. Great place. Beautiful hotel, big room, nice big TV. I got a room with a balcony. It was awesome. The place has a beautiful pool. They got a gym. I didn't use the gym, but it looked great. All the equipment looked magnificent. And, of course, they serve Starbucks coffee 24 hours a day right there on the premises. But if you're a real diehard Starbucks nut, there is one right around the corner. You could walk to it. I didn't walk to it. But they got a great big parking lot. You can park and drive a little bit. Anyway, the Courtyard Marriott Airport in El Paso, Texas. Go out there and great staff. Meet them. Say hi. Tell them you heard it on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And I'm sure they'll fluff your pillow for you. The El Paso Courtyard Marriott Airport. Stop by and say hi.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Show. Sitting here jamming a little Pink Floyd. Here with Peter Leonard.
Oh my God, man.
And Ethan Moore.
Hi, I'm actually an attorney representing Roger Waters and David Gilmour, so we're going to need to have some words.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. All right. Welcome back to the show. It's segment two. It's time to talk about stuff you should know about or should be aware of.
The sky is falling.
Is it?
That's what I'm thinking, man. That's how my life feels right now.
Man, it's a beautiful day, I'll tell you what. The sky fell down, or just, I don't know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it's beautiful out there. The sky is beautiful.
I don't know if Peter knows what he was trying to say.
One toke over the line is good.
Yeah, he's just...
I'm permanent vacation, man.
Your parents proud of you?
They are. I would say my parents are proud of me.
Good.
Absolutely, yeah. Good. I have a good relationship with my family.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Let's talk about a silly joke. A joke I wrote for somebody.
Let's hear it.
Something they said. Me and my wife have a strong relationship. We arm wrestle every morning. Kim Kardashian, Paris limo.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paris limo driver arrested. I gave it to somebody. I didn't use it.
yeah. They threw it away.
You're like, fuck you, whoever you are. take this.
they re-gifted it.
It's like a gift card. I give a fuck less once you get it. It's yours.
Right.
It's your money.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian's Paris limo driver is arrested. In connection to the robbery.
Who, Paris Hilton or Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian.
Do you want me to fucking hit you over the head with my bat?
I heard Paris.
Kim Kardashian's Paris limo driver.
Oh, wow.
Should I slow things down for you,
old
man?
There were 17 people arrested.
There were 17, but this guy was suspicious from day one.
That piece of shit.
Huh. Police are investigating whether Kim Kardashian's robbery was an inside job. I think we all know that already.
Inside her pussy. She
was
hiding the
jewelry. That's a big inside job.
She was hiring
her. So what happened? She got robbed?
You didn't hear that story?
No.
You don't remember that?
Another guy doesn't know the television.
Jesus Christ.
He sold the TV for his last bag.
I got people like, hey, I got radio hosts. That's, hey, I'm going to come do let's do the show. I'm like, oh, by the way, I haven't watched any news in the last 3 days.
By the way, Kennedy was shot. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Paris limo driver. I'm thinking, Dodi Fayed and
the
Princess
Die.
Yeah. That's the last thing I heard about a Paris limo driver.
Princess dead.
The British. The royals would never have a Muslim amidst the house.
Yeah.
So what else is going on with Paris limo driver since
one of
Princess
the 17 suspects arrested in connection with the heist. Works for the limo company that the Kardashians slash Jenner family regularly use during trips to Paris.
Slash Jenner family. That's
when you can't get Uber.
Mm. Okay, so someone robbed the Kardashians.
Yeah, all their jewels.
In
they
Paris.
Got it. Yeah,
in Paris.
Yeah. Yes, they got her down, tied her up, put duct tape around her face and mouth, right, all that shit.
Wow,
Jordan has a duck face, doesn't she?
Yeah, pretty much. According to Le Monde, the chauffeur was the last person to drive the Kardashian star before the October 3rd incident, where Kardashian 36 was tied up and gagged. By my cock, by five armed assailants who took an estimated $10 million worth of jewelry.
Right. Wow. This is like a movie with Robert De Niro or something.
You never heard this? You sure you're not on heroin?
No. This is like a month and a half ago. They were staying in Paris at some private, like a very secretive, they had stayed there before. Private
like a chateau?
Private residence. Apartment. Hotel. Yeah. And this with guards and all this other shit. Apparently, Dougie, they got to everybody. They got to... The guard who was guarding them,
I won't talk.
Listen,
give me your hand. Okay, I'll tell you everything.
You know, it's funny that they in the past, you know, when they would have robbed someone like a jewel thief, and you had like a, you know, an international jewel thief is going to come in and steal. Mm-hmm. They're going to tie up this famous, like, it would usually be like, I don't know, like an heiress or like a princess or, mm-hmm. you know, a shipping magnate's daughter. But no, this is just like some girl who's famous for getting fucked in the ass.
She has more money than
I would say she's an heiress.
That's true.
Heiress. Yeah, good.
They stole the famous butt sex jewel. You know, like what the fuck is she? She has jewels.
Yeah. Well, $10 million worth. So they're all busted. You know.
So they got him. They caught the crooks. Oh, thank God!
And this was the beginning of this was the beginning of Kanye's, like he started losing shit.
He's out of the limelight right now. Nobody's heard about.
Well, they just said that they just saw him and Kim.
Oh, they saw him
with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, really?
So they're mending that thing. I guess he's not worried about Jay-Z killing him. He thought Jay-Z was gonna, you know, and ask the Illuminati to kill him.
So wait, so Kanye West is married to?
Listen, we can't catch you up on the fucking world events in the last 3 months here in the next 5 minutes, okay?
But I'm just saying, Kanye West is like a rapper, right? And
yeah.
So then they stole his wife's jewels? So shouldn't he be like coming back on them and with like his .44 and like, you know, shooting some Parisians?
Yeah, he's a poser, dude. He's a poser.
Isn't that what like hip-hop guys do is they kill people when you steal their jewels?
Some of them are all talk.
Tupac.
Yeah.
Notice that backwards, kaput. See?
Wow. Did you write that?
Another story that people talked about, California's famed giant sequoia destroyed by heavy flooding. You know that tree that you can drive through?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The iconic tree that, you know, everybody took pictures next to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I don't know if this is a sign of Armageddon, but the big sequoia was destroyed by heavy flooding. A bunch of people went to a beer fest and pissed all over it. Mm. My friend Mike wrote a joke. He says, if a sequoia falls in California and everybody sees it.
I don't get it.
I don't get that joke. Either,
I paraphrased it and I didn't.
Dougie's like, I gave that one away too.
it's not mine. As the Northwest, a lot of rain.
If a joke falls in the studio and nobody
if a joke bombs in the neighborhood, does anybody hear it? Melting snow and higher elevations is combined with heavy rain to flood areas of California and nearby Nevada. Now, isn't that good? Because weren't they having fucking drought? Isn't this a good thing?
Just have to state, you know, burned up from fires. You know, you call that drought? It's called population.
It's like a fucking ashtray over there.
Right.
The tree was one of a number of giant sequoias that was turned into a tunnel back in the 1800s.
Mm.
The tree, along with other giant sequoias, sounds like a good band name.
The giant sequoias
has drawn millions of visitors who drive through it each year. I wonder if imagine if the last person who drove through it said, "What the fuck did you just do?"
Can you imagine if they put a fucking a little toll thing, you know, and everyone has to stop and drop a quarter? How much money they can
do
make?
Do you have to pay?
Bring the tree. Yeah.
Well, you got to pay to get into the park.
To pay.
I guess.
No, you pay each time you drive
and
through.
He's trying to say turn into a sun pass toll.
right.
It reads your sun pass. We fucking try thing. Listen. What did I tell you before the show, before we got started, what the big current event that you didn't hear?
What? I'm sorry, Peter. What?
Oh, come on.
Did you tell me about a current event?
Yeah. Like, you got to hear this, because this is big. Well, you continue on and read the story.
You interrupted me.
To say something.
Can you give me a hint?
Are you talking? I'll think of it. But
I mean, all right.
You'll love this, though. Go ahead.
All right, you're going to remind. So I'm going to move
on.
I've
got to think about it. Move on. Do your story. I got to rewind my brain and figure out what I said. Go ahead. You love this.
It's like dealing with like a retarded.
Wait, you don't know what it is?
No, I'll remember it.
No, he doesn't. No, that's what he does.
You're asking me to help you remember?
Yeah.
What he was going to ask you.
Yeah, because you weren't aware of it. Go ahead.
NFL scoreboard, stats, standing, team, players, odds, blah, 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 blah. All right. Seems that Phil Sims.
Yes.
Former New York Giant quarterback, broadcaster, Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Farted on camera during Steelers-Dolphin game. The Dolphins lost.
Did you see what he ate? You know? Dude, you don't go out for Mexican before a broadcast.
I don't think he ate Mexican, Peter.
Listen, Sims is, you know where he's from?
He is from, he's from Philadelphia.
No, he's from the South, man. He's a Southern boy, man. He loves that fucking rice and beans.
All right, well, stop interrupting me with miscellaneous stupid shit.
Now, NFL stands for National Football League. Did you guys know that?
Thanks for catching us up on that.
That's the only thing I know about that story.
All right, Phil Sims, like most sports broadcasters, used to dispensing hot air. But that hot air
a blowhard.
Might have come from an unexpected source on Sunday. Sims and fellow CBS broadcaster Jim Nantz were going about their business calling the AFC wildcard game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins blew it. Fucking Moore dropping the ball 5-8 yards off from the pen. Fucking idiot. When CBS cameras cut to the duo in their Heinz Field booth, turns out the timing stunk as Sims appeared to rip a nasty fart that forced Nantz to walk off screen.
Wow.
During the live shot.
There's Nantz out of his pants.
There's no audible evidence of the fart here.
No audible evidence?
That's the smoking gun.
Silent but deadly?
Isn't that a smoking gun there? Like, if you don't hear that rip, how can you blame him? Would be only TV okay. But there are plenty of clues, notably Sims smiling like someone who totally just farted and Nantz nearly running in the opposite direction while saying, quote, "I'm worried about you."
Wow. See, he's got that problem with his colon.
Of course, Sims wouldn't be the only TV analyst to pass gas on life. Now, Mike Ditka, formerly of ESPN, was accused of doing the deed on several occasions.
Now, he's a great big fat guy, right?
Yeah. So well, he's a big guy. I don't say fat.
Well, he eats a lot of Ditka? Steak because he owns Ditka Steakhouse.
You remember
eat a lot of protein.
I remember the Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
those guys
famous skit. Like, yeah. You know, they're all eating sausages and shit.
Right.
And the guy from Cheers, Norm.
Oh, George Wendt.
Yeah, he ends up, he has a heart attack.
Yeah.
And fucking Chris Farley.
Mm. He did have a heart attack, though.
Yeah.
He's dead.
That'll clear out the booth.
Yeah. You ever do that? You ever sit, you know.
Fart in a booth?
No. Like the worst thing, like, there's moments of farting. Like, the worst moment of farting, like, when, let's say you're dating and you're staying at the chick's house for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, I can't, you know, just start ripping them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Can't do that.
Yeah. But usually that just makes them love you more.
You ever have a chick fart?
No.
This is the funniest thing. I dated the most beautiful woman in the world, that chick, you know, the stripper and shit, and engaged. One night, man, it was so funny. I'm watching TV, and she had nodded out, she was sleeping, and she farted and woke herself up, and was like...
It's like a dog.
It was so funny. And it was like trying to pretend nothing went down, nothing happened, you know? And... I said, did you hear that bird flying through the window? Just so
it is funny when like hot chicks fart.
Yeah.
It's like funnier, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
One time walking through the house, I farted, and my wife says, what did you say?
She's like, it just sounded like you were talking regular.
Yeah, it sounded like your normal voice.
Yeah.
All right, I got...
As you get older, by the way, my uncle used to walk. He was 88, 89 years old. He'd get into this thing where he'd eat, take a walk after he, and he'd take a step and fart. Take a step and fart. But he's smiling. I don't even know he's doing it. You know?
Yeah. Leaving Zuccarelli's Pizza,
mm-hmm.
My father, we ate there, Margate, and we were starting to walk through the parking lot. And my dad would like joke before he'd fart, like he'd like look and like giggle and like walk a little faster. And he went, you know, and there was a guy sitting in that car with the window down.
Oh,
that right between the cars were, I mean, and we walked, and I'm little, you know, I'm a little kid. Funny. I'm like, oh my God, my dad just farted in that guy's face.
That's so
and
funny.
The guy looked like, you know, This is a very interesting story. Congressional Black Caucus to rehang anti-cop.
It always sounds dirty, by the way.
A black
caucus. The Congressional Black Caucus.
Right.
Yeah.
The Congressional Black Caucus to rehang anti-cop police as pigs painting in the Capitol, citing Constitution.
Wait, what is it? Is a police as pigs?
You have to put his words together.
When I'm reading the headline, I'm not supposed to be interrupted. But
it's a picture of police, and the police are actually represented as pigs.
They're dressed as there are pigs in uniform.
Right,
with
it's kind of like those dogs playing poker.
And it's
except they have guns and they're pointing them at black fellas.
It was a young black high school or middle school student.
Yeah,
and you know it was a freedom of speech kind of thing. But another member of Congress came and took the painting off the wall when they saw it. The Black Caucus was going to accuse them of theft, so they brought the picture back. Mm. And these Black Caucus members then were shown today on video putting it back on the wall.
You know what's funny is the pigs, right? You make sausage out of that. And then also the Congressional Black Caucus also sounds like a kind of sausage too.
All right.
Is that funny?
I think he's still on heroin. According to the report, Congressional Black Caucus intends to sponsor
every time you say that.
A ceremony in the U.S. Capitol to rehang the offensive anti-cop painting depicting a police as pigs. Members of the caucus are insisting that they are defending
members of the caucus
defending the Constitution by rehanging the controversial artwork. Charles V. Payne, breaking news: Congressional Black Caucus to hang police as pigs. The painting depicting police officers as giant pigs pushing minorities around in Ferguson, Missouri, was originally hung by Missouri Democrat Lacey Clay in the tunnel of the Congressional Cannon office building.
See, now, here's my opinion on that one. I think that the cops should just embrace it, right? That's their mascot. You know what I mean? Like, just embrace the pig image as your mascot now. I mean, I like cops. I have nothing against cops, but I'm just saying, like...
Well, I think some of them have something against you right now.
But, like, just go for it. You know what I mean? Just take it back. You know what I mean? It's like they say, like, if, like, people, someone calls you, like, a queer or something, now it's, like, queers, like, they take it back. I say, take back, pig. Like, yeah, we're pigs. And they got, like, pigs on the side of their uniforms and on their, you know, it'd be like the Chicago Bears.
Right.
You know, they're like bears.
Well, I would tell you this. I know like a lot of cops. I know a lot of cops. And it's not a name that they'll get offended by. If you said, hey, pig, and you look at them like, you know, cops, you know what I mean? They're a bit thick skinned, you would hope. Most of them I know.
I disagree.
Most of them I know are like they haven't heard it before. But, you know, it is offensive. And here's the worst part about it. It basically glorifies it basically is a glorification of the anti-cop sentiment that has risen to a great deal in the black community.
Absolutely. There's no question about it.
And here's the thing I said about
Obama.
It from everything that had happened with that. My point was, the only thing I get in fear of is that it emboldens some of the black youth to challenge and get themselves in situations where some untrained, unproperly trained person may make a bad decision and put a bullet in his head. And if you want to be right in an argument, yes, be right if you're playing fucking Jeopardy. Be right if you're playing, you know what I mean, in a game and you're in a contest. But mm-hmm. if you want to be right about cultural differences, don't do it, you know, questioning a police officer who wakes up every day of their life to defend society, which mm-hmm. is not something any of us have to do. And you know, so
right. In addition to which, you know, you as this piece of shit, fucking crime spree cocksucker, had a criminal record since you're 13 years old. Don't challenge it. Don't fucking be an asshole. And don't carry a weapon. And don't expect this cop who probably fears you because he knows you're a piece of shit. You know, it's like your boy Lenny Travis' joke, oh, New York City cop, stop or I'll shoot. You know what? Guess what? I'd be scared out of my mind if I was a cop. Well, I'd want to shoot everybody.
You guys got some strong opinions about the black community.
No, it's any community,
man. It's about any element. I'm pro police. And not that any group or any person doesn't need help and learn and grow. But when you deal with it and you're at that level and you have to cope with that kind of shit, then you know, there's got to be things done. And since these things have occurred, there's been, you know, the development of body cameras and they're being dispersed amongst police. There's new training they're getting done. But what you can't change is that when somebody has the profession of a police officer, the hell they see on a day-to-day basis and things that end up going on and whatever, especially certain urban city areas, that, you know, just the fact that they're there has to be honored. That they're there protecting everybody else to go by their day without somebody fucking up their day.
Mm-hmm. All I can say is this story makes me hungry for bacon. You have any bacon, Dougie?
Yeah. So, you know, my point is that they hung this picture up, and to me, it's basically the leaders of the black community, the black caucus, are basically saying that we want the freedom of speech.
Congressional black caucus.
To let people know that this
is fine.
That's
a huge caucus, by the way. It's a gigantic caucus.
Yeah. If this is hanging, if this picture is able to hang in a prestigious area like Congress or in the Capitol, then basically every time a police officer, which is ironic, right here in South Florida, we have an issue where two officers were killed in Orlando in the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm. A woman?
A black woman who was like in her 20s or 30s.
Yep. 20, she has a kid. Serve a warrant on a guy?
Right. Serve this guy and shoots and kills her. Mm-hmm. And was there another cop, I think?
No, it was just the one.
And they're in a look at this guy. Now, the funny thing about talking about local comics, he looks like Malik.
Who's that?
I'm trying to remember his name. The black comic.
They all look the same.
Yeah. I can never remember all their names.
Dougie told me before the show, he said they all look the same, by the way. I'm just repeating him.
Okay. you know, this guy is on there on hunt, this guy. Mm. You know, so imagine that person gets up. They got up today and they said, or that day, they said, I'm going to protect and serve. I'm going to go and make sure I get bad people off the streets and make sure that our society, and this guy who's a scumbag.
Yep.
Right? Now, who's to say that he's not emboldened by the actions over the last 4 or 5 years? Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's a bad thing. Because I can tell you right now, when it's society versus police, police will win.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad things get. That's the unfortunate thing.
But they have more guns, better guns, more body armor, stuff like that.
And they can shoot and kill you.
And my point is, society versus police will win. So the only thing you can do in challenging that is make sure that whoever is the police and controlling the police, you know, have our interest at mind as well. Mm-hmm. Just don't do it on the fucking street.
Right.
Well, you guys know a lot about this issue. I feel like I should.
Yeah, go smoke
more.
Some heroin. All right. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey.
And Ethan Moore.
Yo.
And Ethan Moore just wants to let you know he doesn't share any of our feelings of the police as we just did.
No, I don't.
And he says, you know, when he drives
home,
home from the studio today, he doesn't mind getting pulled over and get a full body cavity search.
I smell bacon in here, Doug. Are you cooking bacon? What's the deal?
We'll come back. We'll have Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
Cool.
Not like the stories we talked about before. Segment two is about stuff you need to know.
Oh.
You know, if we're going to fuck around here and make fun of shit, we don't care if you learn anything.
Yeah. This is a comedy show, right? Just make fun of whatever.
Just saying.
Let's go back to your black caucus.
Yeah.
You seem to enjoy that.
Hey, let's stay on that topic, though. This is interesting.
What happened?
Two animals from totally different species found having sex by scientists.
Oh, you know, it was Harry Belafonte and this Mexican girl from Guadalajara.
I think that would qualify as the same species.
Oh.
Two animals from two different species found having sex by scientists. What's the odds of that happening?
Well, listen, they should mind their own business and put the binoculars.
Those are
down.
Some perverted scientists.
They're looking for that shit. You don't find it.
Yeah. It's called animal husbandry.
It's like a Dave Chappelle joke.
Yeah. Right?
Look for it. Don't find it.
Scientists may have caught two animals from completely different species having consensual sex.
How do they know it's consensual?
They bought her dinner before.
Yeah, not rape.
For the first time, a new paper titled Interspecies Sexual Behavior Between a Male Japanese Macaque, it's a monkey, and a female Sika deer.
What?
Describes what is thought to be one of the first ever recorded instances of reproductive interference.
Well, Sika was in the porn industry, right?
Remember her? She was hot, the blonde. Yeah. Well, that was she like had a, big titties with those big nipples.
That's a blast from the past, guys.
Yeah, sex between animals of different kinds has been reported across a wide range of animal kingdoms, but those tend to be seen only between animals that are closely related, much like those in West Virginia, and look similar and are understood in the context of the relationship to how they allow the animal species to survive. Those reports of very different animals are usually seen between animals that are born and bred in captivity.
From what I understand.
Like, for example, here is a squirrel.
Let's see.
Or some sort of thing fucking a bird.
Oh, wow.
That's a squirrel fucking a green bird. The squirrel's got to get a nut, dude.
The bird doesn't look happy, right. I could tell you that.
Yeah.
But how do we really know? Maybe the bird loves it. Who knows?
Most of the examples are blah, 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 but a new paper reports. Okay, I'm going to show you the where's the fucking video?
Show me anything else. I'm getting horny as hell.
Oh, man, that sucks. I had the video of it.
Oh, we want to see the video.
No, it's...
There's a monkey fucking anything. It's funny. You know that, right? You. A monkey fucking anything is funny.
Where is it?
You've seen...
Oh, here it is. Look. Look.
You've seen black caucus porn.
Oh, that is a monkey having sex with like a deer.
And look, in this scene, he like jerks, like he comes on her back, and then the deer turns around.
He's actually in her pussy.
Yeah, does the deer like it?
Yeah, look at the deer's like licking it up. The deer ain't running away. It's not like the deer's going, I'm leaving, I'm going home, call me an Uber.
Oh, the deer's licking it up.
Look at it, right? The deer's like, hey, look, yeah, you left me. You left
deer's a cum freak. It's a cum freak.
Right?
Now she's going to go blow a orangutan.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's Mowgli from the Jungle Book. He's getting in on the action.
Look at these. I mean, isn't this fucking crazy?
That's a town whore. That fucking deer. Fucking.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Look, the deer's back. And it's just, look, the deer's back. The deer's back. Like, this is a second date.
Are you ever satisfied after the first
look, time? The fucking, like.
Look at this.
It's like Bambi's mom, except she's getting shot in the ass.
I tell you what, that, at least I last longer than that monkey.
Yeah. Well, I think I hit her in the ass.
I mean, what the fuck?
I think he was happy.
He looked real happy.
He wasn't like, let me slow down and make sure this deer really enjoys it.
And, you know, meanwhile, the scientists are over there jerking off. Like, I can't believe we got this on camera.
Yeah, I'm going to be famous.
That's right.
I'm going to be in the next science journal.
Science jerk journal. See? That's what happens. Now here's something in your profession or your line, but
me.
This is a report from a sheriff's department. Misdirected text invites deputy to a meth delivery.
Uh huh.
Hey, did everybody get the text? I think so. Right, like we had stories here on the show where people.
So wait, like, they texted the police
in Pierre Part, Louisiana. Authorities in Louisiana have arrested a man who they say accidentally texted a deputy to arrange a drug sale.
Uh-huh.
Assumption Parish Sheriff Leland Falcon, that's a good name for a sheriff,
yeah,
tells local media the deputy received the misdirected text message Friday from 39-year-old, let's call him dumbfuck, Dwayne Paul Herbert, of Pierre Part, arranging to deliver crystal methamphetamine.
Wait, so it wasn't like an undercover?
They just got a text.
They just got a text to a uniformed police officer.
The officer agreed and then mobilized narcotics division. Maybe the guy got a little suspicious when he walked up to the police department. No, come on in.
Yeah,
that's a funny story.
You sure? Yeah, we got.
They put a Halloween pumpkin by the front door. So yeah,
put it in the pumpkin.
Yeah, it's a trick or treating or something.
The sheriff says Herbert showed up carrying crystal meth and two firearms, and now faces charges of possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute and being one dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Yeah.
Possession of a firearm, presence of a controlled substance are two counts of resisting an officer.
Hmm.
I guess he saw that painting, too.
He put himself on blast, as they say.
Prankster behind Halloween sign surrenders to Los Angeles police. I guess last week, somebody changed the famous Hollywood sign
to Halloween.
To Halloween.
Okay, that's cool.
Did you see that prank?
Yep.
Wasn't that funny? I thought it was great. And I don't know why. Why would somebody turn themselves in?
You think that's funny, but when I changed it to Hollameth, you didn't think it was funny
at
all.
It's not the fun. It's not the same. Prankster who altered the iconic Hollywood signs in Los Angeles to make it read Halloween has surrendered to police and has been charged with trespassing. Zachary Cole Fernandez, 30 years old, who earlier this month told Vice media about scaling the sign to alter it turned himself in on Monday with his attorney at his side. Smart guy. Fernandez was booked for trespassing, which carries a maximum sentence of 6 months in a jail. Oddly enough, that's built right there by the sign.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a schmo.
That seems like you wouldn't get time for that, you know? Like, couldn't like a governor, Governor Moonbeam, give him a pardon or something? You know? Aren't people in Hollywood okay with this?
No, but here's the thing.
Are people mad?
They're not going to do that because they don't want other people to do it. They're going to make an example of this guy. Yeah, they should send this guy. Look, you thought you were funny. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to send you to a report on ISIS. We're going to drop you off in the middle of fucking Mosul.
You're a smart guy.
Yeah, we want you to paint Hollywood over there in the middle of Iraq.
I feel like if he had...
go paint this on the wall in fucking Mosul.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was the king of, I don't know, the governor or whatever, however it works over there. I would just be like, you know what, man? You got to make that sign. Change it back. Go change it back. It'll be enough.
No, they changed it right away.
They already fixed it?
They have a crew for that. Here's a story. Woman 61 clobbered hubby for sex, a refusal of sex. I imagine that must happen a lot.
The wife?
He said no. He said no, and she hit him?
Yeah. Well, and of course, that makes you want to look at the picture of her.
She probably stinks.
Think?
Where's the picture?
Isn't that a reason why you wouldn't have, out of all the reasons, think about this for a second. Think about all the reasons. We're all men in this room.
Right.
Think about the one universal reason that would keep you from fucking a woman.
You're not sure whether or not you're gay or not.
No, never happened. How about you?
Is that just you guys too, right?
The stink.
The stink.
Oh.
I'm telling you, man.
I thought it was the gay thing.
I can think, right when I'm reading this story, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of three things.
She didn't shave.
No, right. I'm just thinking of three moments with women that, you know what I mean? Right. That were like, charge ahead, motherfucker.
Right.
Listen. The only reason I really wouldn't would just be like, what if you just already had sex recently or just came or something?
All right. So if a hot woman's in front of you, even though you just had sex, you're not going to get the boys together for another final,
What if you
ramping up?
Was it the first time? Or were they in a relationship
You don't need all these different things. All you need to know is there's a hot woman in front of you,
uh-huh.
and you know everything's working, but everything's fine. You didn't have your dick cut off in the war or anything.
Maybe I just fucked her four or five times.
No, you haven't fucked her yet. That's not part of the deal.
Oh, okay.
Then you fucked her. Then that's different.
You jerked off an hour ago.
Right, yeah. So, you could be your spouse. But I'm just saying, the only thing I could think about, the most conclusive evidence ever was when,
things went bad, yeah.
What if you're just not sure if you really are in love with the woman and you want to take it to that level of the relationship?
No.
Is that not a reason?
Well, then you're a fag.
Yeah, then you're just fucking gay. January 9th, after her husband refused to have sex with her.
You guys have strong opinions about a lot of topics.
A 61-year-old Florida woman punched her spouse in the face before twice kneeing him in the groin.
How old?
61. I'll show you a photo of her.
61.
According to the police who arrested the woman for domestic battery...
maybe she just has Alzheimer's and she forgot he had sex with her already.
I don't know. This is the...
That's the 61-year-old?
Yeah.
Is it? She's next to a flamingo. That's a weird picture.
I wouldn't fuck the flamingo, but...
Flamingo looks kind of cute. Right.
I'd hit her.
She's 61. I mean, she looks good.
Yeah. I mean, for a 61-year-old...
She's got that one piece on.
She got a nice...
legs. Older women.
Like, you could put a pillow over the midsection and see the legs and still get attracted.
Right.
It says here, a tipsy Carrie Lee Pinero... last night, clobbered her husband inside the couple's condominium in Seminole. Pinero cops charge became upset with the 60-year-old victim after he would not have sex with her. Well, maybe he just couldn't get a boner.
Whatever. There's always issues between husband and wife. This is more to the story.
After punching her husband in the eye, Pinero kneed him in the groin when he sought to keep her from driving away from their home.
That'll get him hard.
Investigators. Yeah, it's not working. investigators allege Pinero... is also accused of kneeing her spouse in the groin a second time.
Because he tried to keep her from leaving.
And then kneeing him in the thigh. Huh.
Oh, this is just like where they make the headline crazy, but it's really just they were having a fight and her husband and wife.
I wonder if there was alcohol involved in that.
Well, she said she was tipsy.
Should have had Viagra involved.
When questioned by a cop, Pinero said she had zero story, adding that she wanted to go to jail and because she imagined she'd get banged there. En route to the county lockup, Pinero seen above in Facebook photo. Charged with domestic battery, a misdemeanor, Pinero spent the night in jail before a judge released her today on her own recognizance.
Mm.
Go find your dick elsewhere.
Huh.
You know, I
bet there's a restraining order that she can't go to her home. She can't be near her husband. That's what happens. Well,
you know, that back in the olden times, that used to be a you could like probably go to jail for that. You know, like if you wouldn't fulfill your husbandly duties, then like John Proctor or one of those guys in the, you know, the Massachusetts Bay Colony, they would sentence you to hard labor if you wouldn't have sex with your wife.
Or you could just be somewhere in this, like a Muslim country. You know, if the woman doesn't have sex, they could be beaten.
Yeah.
And yeah, they could be taken to the street and stoned. Hmm. Or if they commit adultery. Hmm. But the guys can do it.
Right.
Right.
It's fine.
That's the way it should be, I say.
Yeah, I don't mind Sharia.
I don't like
law.
I don't like everything the Muslims say, but that one's right.
There's certain parts of Sharia law.
I'm having opinions too all of a sudden.
Good.
There's some parts of Sharia law I could probably get along with.
Yeah.
The multiple wife thing. Like if once you ask me any questions about where I've been, shut up, bitch. That's legal. I mean, right. You know what I mean? I mean, why right. not? I mean, if we're gonna try to like that's what the Obama administration would want us to do. Kind of like, hey, you know, I actually had this interaction with a friend of mine, old college buddy of mine. Played soccer at Flagler College with me, and posted this thing about, I understand, because they were swearing in the guy for attorney general.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he said something about...
And he made a comment about religion or
being a racist. I'm not a racist.
Right, and he mentioned something about tagging Muslims or like registry for Muslims. And I go, so how, it's not, how could you say that's race or whatever, but you know, how would Christians feel if there was a registry for Christians? And I just put... Well, at this moment, I don't know that Christians are killing Muslims anywhere around the world.
Right.
He goes, Muslims are killing Christians?
Not anymore. Not like it used to be, man. Yeah, we got to make Western civilization great again.
Yeah.
Hashtag Crusades 2017.
Yeah, Knights of Templar coming back. So
I have opinions.
Yeah. So I said to him, I go, but it is happening in Africa and Middle East where Christians are being slaughtered, you know, and they're genocided. So like, oh, where'd that happen? Like, so we get into this thing, and he goes back and forth. And I'm like, dude, you know what I mean? I don't have all fucking day to have an argument with you about this. I don't give a fuck.
Read a newspaper.
I'm just telling you, you posted something.
Right.
You know, I didn't want to get into this like a 15 fucking post thing with you, and you're not going to persuade me. I'm not going to persuade you.
Mm-hmm. What do you want? The guy's a hockey player, soccer player. What the fuck?
Woman 32 arrested for disturbing or distributing naked photos of her ex-husband.
Wow, there's a lot of problems in relationships in this news cycle.
Well, you know, I mean, I remember, like one thing about my wife now, out of all the women I've ever been with in my life, she's the only one that never let me film her naked or make when we're making love.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And I think it's because she found all the tapes of all the exes I had.
Or she probably didn't want to. She probably didn't want evidence that she actually fucks you.
Right.
That's probably like, what
I never fuck him.
Right. She doesn't want the evidence.
I'm married to him, but I never fuck him.
Right.
woman 32 arrested for distributing naked photos of her ex-husband. Ava Gayton, a 32-year-old Floridian woman, is jailed on a stalking charge after she allegedly distributed naked photos of her ex-husband, who must have a small dick, to the man's employer and parents. That's cold.
They've already seen it. Yeah.
That's old news. So. The mother goes, okay, so I bathed him till he was 17. Yeah,
right. We had him circumcised.
What the fuck don't I know?
Right. Gayton pictured at the right, and look at this woman. I
don't want to see his dick.
She looks like she'd be a waitress at Denny's.
What haven't I seen?
Oh, she's hot.
No, you probably met her in one of your
crackheads. She looks like a heroine.
she's kind of hot.
And she's like a crack whore, man.
She has those like empty eyes, but like you want to like fill them
soulless.
Up with something.
Yeah. She was arrested yesterday on the misdemeanor charge at the Palm Harbor home. Palm Harbor, which, by the way,
that's my old stomping grounds.
Which I'll be headlining Snapper's Comedy Club in the Palm Harbor in July.
Her snapper, I hope.
I had my first real job in Palm Harbor.
Harbor home. She once shared her ex-spouse. The couple's marriage was dissolved in February, according to the court records. Police allege that Gayton mailed a CD of the nude images to her ex-husband's parents and hand-delivered packages of CDs to her former husband's workplace. The CDs were labeled "requires immediate attention." she was investigated. Investigated charge obtained.
She just like put them on a CD though. Like, wouldn't you just send them out or like YouTube or?
She's so 1990.
I know.
MP3. Send out an MP3 email
to burn.
Yeah,
images.
Why not a fax? Come on. Stack of CDs.
She actually took the images and burned them on the CD. So she went through the process.
She's like a rapper with a mixtape. Like she's like handing out CDs in like the parking lot. Hey, check me out.
I got my new version. My new shit.
8-track.
Wow, that's cold. Take it to the parents. Or the work, were
they
workers.
Were they like cheesecake pictures where he was like, you know, like grinning lecherously on like a couch? Well,
that's the worst part. Like,
he had
you know,
a dildo
or,
in the ass.
Yeah, or, yeah, exactly. Was it, yeah. Was it just him
she
naked?
She was
or?
Fucking him in the ass with a
yeah, he was fucking the family dog.
Right.
Remember the one that went missing all of a sudden?
He was blowing the neighbor.
Yeah, see, like that's compromising, but yeah, if it's just him right. naked, I mean, I don't know. Big
yeah, like, Matt, like if it's him in the shower and she took it, you know.
Did it say he had a small penis?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? Like my friend Jason White's joke, he says, you know, it's great if the kids have a camera, take the wife's like, stop. Like, I don't want it. Let's show the neighbor. Show your hot teacher.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if you're packing, I'm I don't mind.
I send a lot of dick pics. Like, I want to get it out there. So I wouldn't be afraid. I want to meet this woman. I would be okay if she took pictures of me and sent them.
Yeah.
Them
hey, you need some more material?
Right.
You know? Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
You're
I
want to
thank Peter Leonard for joining
Is that
us today.
It?
That's it.
Wow.
Okay, man. I'm saying, man. Thanks so much. I had a great time.
Flies. Yeah.
I love meeting new people.
Yeah. Of course, sure. Ethan Moore for joining us today.
Yeah, hi. Can I plug stuff? Do we have time for that?
Settle down there, Chipper. We okay. This is a radio show. There's like a, you said, this is your co-host. You're not a guest right now.
Oh, right. I forgot. Yeah.
There's a
co-host.
Order here.
Peter, what do you have to plug?
Yeah. And they don't come up with all these plugs in like place in South Carolina. No one's even listening.
The host
so, listen. Yeah, so... By the way, tonight's Wise, or I should say Wednesday's Wise Guys show, I'll be hosting along with special guest Sue Ra, who's in town.
Oh, wow.
And our feature performer, Doug Caney, the rock and roll comedian. And your headliner will be Jay Nogg out of New York.
Jay who?
Jay Nogg.
Jay Nogg?
Yeah.
Wow.
Long guy. So, by the way, don't forget, coming to Tavolino's in the next few weeks, Danny Bevins, very funny comic.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Rivera, winner of the World Series of Comedy, touring over Comedy Central, very funny guy I worked with in Vegas. And it's
more Spanish guys.
Oh, by the way, Mike Marino, the Jersey Bad Boy, is going to be stopping in.
You're kidding me.
On the 18th, with Danny Bevins, going to be a special guest.
That's Dan Marino's son's name too, Mike Marino.
Yeah, is it? Well, he's the DJ. This is the bad boy Jersey
he's
guy.
He's funny, man.
Yeah, he kills. And I feel bad. Here's the situation. He's come in like I remember one time. Carl Remy, very funny comic, Florida comic. He's headlining. Tavolino's and Mike comes up and Mike, he's a beast.
Yeah, he kills.
I mean, he come and like he wanted to do a guest spot, so I didn't put him up before the feature, and I can't put him up for the feature. He's just gonna crush the. I mean, the feature can't. So I'm like, so I said I got to put him up before Carl, right? I have no choice.
Yeah.
So and of course, you know, and Carl does well after and stuff, so it's great. But yeah, so he'll be there on the 18th, and
Peter,
go to Dougie Almeida. By the way, I'm going to be headlining Rocky Gap Casino. In
really?
Flintstone, Maryland, John Levine will be my opening act.
Oh,
out
Jesus!
There.
You got to spend a weekend with him.
Yeah, right.
Oh, fuck!
Fucking crazy.
You know, I got to look at his face on these billboards.
Yeah, he's all over the place, Mr. South Florida
Palm
Fair.
Beach with the fair. Jesus! I look at that thing. I want to throw eggs at that fucking thing.
We should.
I might climb up there and shave. Actually, shave. You know, people paint mustaches and beards on. I'm gonna shave that fucking
face. Why don't you
face.
Go? Why don't you contact the guy with the Hollyweed signs? Get some notes from him.
Yes.
And then we'll just face
put a big fat joint in his mouth.
Yeah, that'll be, you know, or cock.
A cock.
Let's put a cock.
Yeah, that's what I meant. By joint. I meant cock.
He's
yeah.
always denying
hey,
being
hey,
a faggot.
That's right. And let us. This is our challenge to the South Florida listeners. Everybody in South Florida, go around these pictures of John Levine and the South Florida Fair.
Yeah.
These billboards.
Mm-hmm. Draw dicks.
I will give a nice cash. Ben, I can't mention
I'll
it on the radio. You'll
chip
in some. All right.
Sure.
So if you guys can get a big cock and all these,
I'll chip in some heroin.
Yeah, and well, just a big cock, you know, him like getting teabagged or like a big cock in his mouth.
Right.
That'd be great. That's what we want to see before we leave.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, we're good. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie and join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. A couple quick things. What do you got?
Okay, so I just want to encourage everyone to follow me on Twitter at Ethan Is Not Funny. I tweet a lot with like Norm Macdonald, so like I don't know if you like him, but he's like my hero, and he and I like tweet back and forth sometimes. So come check me out, man. I have a pretty good Twitter. I'm a fun follow. Also, I want to mention I'm doing a show Tuesday, January 24th at the 33rd Street Wine Bar. That show is me and Eric Rosenblum and Dean Napolitano is headlining. So that's
good.
Coming up in he's like great. About a week and a half.
Good. Over there by Fishtails over there on
33rd. Yeah, 33rd great Street Wine Bar. Super cool little wine bar over there. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, cool. January 2014, Palatano.
Peter Leonard.
Don't follow me anywhere, but you go to my Facebook, Peter Leonard, or the Food for Thought radio show, and come to CWS on Sundays for a live broadcast and grab some brunch.
When do you want me to come back?
Dude, when would you like to be back? That'd be great.
Whenever you want. All I'll right. be around for a couple weeks.
Cool.
So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening, guys, and What is tomorrow? I think Jay may be joining me tomorrow. Jay Nogg for a special comedy version of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Cool. So, stick around for that. Thanks for listening, guys. Tell your friends about the show. Share us. We're on. We appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot. Maybe.
They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.